We travel now to Connecticut with Living on Earth's Explorer in Residence, Mark Sethlender.
The herring gulls are circling. They wheel and wheel as they move down the shoreline, calling, "Look! Look here! Look out!" That's what their voices mean. Thin, uncertain, a frisson that passes through the flock. It is impossible to see what they see. The sun is never awake at this hour. The only light is a muddy reddish stain that pulls up behind them in the sky. What disturbs the herring gulls must be close enough to be a threat, or at least seem out of place. Like house cats, they notice anything they are not used to. Even the crack in the seawall that opened after the storm, which they did not like at all. They are low, maybe 50 feet, and almost overhead now. And there it is. Instead of up, I should have been looking down. Coyote on the beach. Young, thin, long-legged. He looks more wolf than song dog, except for the lack of confidence. He glances over his shoulder at the gulls, and again, and then he sees me looking right at him. Coyote loses his trajectory and strays across the tide line. Salt water lifts in silver arcs from his paws, splashing down. It sounds like the clinking of glass. Other than this, he is silent, does not open his mouth, not even to gasp for breath, and continues, staring as he passes, then loping almost at a run. The gulls have given Coyote away. A human has found him, the thing he feared. At a large breakwater 100 yards on, he bucks up and at the top, stops and looks at me one last time. Then turns down between the boulders and again on to the sand and settles into his stride, going west at a steady trot, until, in the grayness and the distance, he is lost from sight. The herring gulls disperse. Everything is back to normal.
That's Living on Earth's Explorer in Residence, Mark Sethlender.